Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to catch a cheater live on your radio. It's the morning mess. JD, Sienna, it's your guy, Joey Boy. Listen, let's chop it up with Millie in Glendale here. Millie, you think your man is cheating with your guy's daycare provider. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually have pretty strong suspicions.
Okay. Obviously, you have a child. How old is the baby?
6 months.
6 months old.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many kids you have?
This is our first one.
Okay, so your first-time parents. So let's go through it. Why do you think that he's messing around with the daycare provider?
You know, we were really, really concerned about daycare, how it was all going to work out. And I did so much research when I was pregnant. I did the research, by the way. He didn't really help out that much. But anyway, I came across this girl who runs an at-home daycare. And everything was legit. She has great reviews. She's official. So I was like, okay, her name's Vanessa. We met her. So she's taking care of our son. And so when my maternity leave ended, I wasn't able to drop him off anymore. So he's been the one dropping off our baby for the last 2 months. And this is why I'm suspicious because, you know, when he drops him off, he usually looks, he usually looks like shit.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
He rolls out of bed, he brings the baby over, and then he comes back and gets ready for work. Recently, he doesn't roll out of bed anymore. Now he's getting up earlier and giving himself time to get ready. He's not just showing up unshowered in sweats anymore. Now they're like texting and calling each other. Of course, it would be normal for them to talk, but I've just thought about this a lot, and I'm at the point where I'm past the hurt part. I'm just really, really pissed.
Okay.
I told him, look, I get that you guys need to talk about the baby, but why is she texting you at 9 p.m.? About what?
What do you think it is, Sienna?
I mean, benefit of the doubt here, maybe it's something that's going to take place the next day. I don't know. Is she going to be late to work the next day, or does time for drop-off need to change? Those are the only things I can think of. Otherwise, I would assume it's kind of inappropriate for her to be texting him so late.
I would agree with you. However, I said, how about she just text me instead? And this way, if she wants to text you at night about the baby, then text me, because this makes me uncomfortable. But his reaction is really what got me, because he just lost it.
Have you hit her up?
No, I haven't, because I feel like I should be able to talk to my husband about this.
Yeah, no, but woman to woman. I feel like you tell her woman to woman, like, listen, I am uncomfortable you reaching out to my man at odd hours. I need you to go through me or ask me these questions. I'm the mother.
Yeah, because it's professional.
Yeah, I could do that, and maybe I will do that. I feel like, why should I have to do that?
You think she's banging your man?
Yeah,
that's why.
You have
what
a problem
mean?
With it. I mean, at least go in a group chat or something.
I would like to confront him first, because he is my husband.
All right, you know what? Let's just get down to it, because I feel like you should have just hit her up woman to woman. But you want us to call her up or him up?
I want you to call him.
All right, so what we're going to do is call your man up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and then from there, we'll find out who he puts on that reservation, you or this daycare lady. And if he says her name, we'll let you take over the show. If not, you probably owe him an apology after that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, big one.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Jordan?
Yeah, this is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, my name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Sorry, no, not interested.
Are you sure? We want to put you in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package for free, and you do get to bring a guest with you.
Sorry, you said for free?
Yeah, it's completely free. Now, I will tell you, Jordan, all we ask for the free stay is a Google or Yelp review of your whole experience, but that's about it.
As long as everything's free, I guess that sounds pretty good.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jordan. I'm really excited to set this up for you. Now, something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on the note, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
You know, I guess let's go saucy. Let's go with a saucy note.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Let's go with, show me that good time you've been teasing me about.
Okay, Jordan. Well, as I write that down for you, I just have one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Yeah, her name is Vanessa.
I knew it! I knew it, Jordan!
Jordan,
I knew it!
We have to let you know that you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We have Millie, who's obviously just heard you pick someone else to do a little romantic staycation with, so...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the f***?
fuck is wrong with you? All you have to do is fucking drop off the baby and pick him up. That's all you gotta do. I do everything else, and you this up too. Say something. Say something to me. You piece of shit. Now what the fuck do we do about daycare?
I'm just kind of at a loss for words now, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't know what to say. All right, I know I'm a idiot, okay? I don't know what I was doing. Vanessa was just,
you don't even seem that upset,
nice, and,
to
like,
be honest.
Nothing
like, listen to you. You sound like, I guess, shut the fuck up, Jordan. Shut up. How the fuck you sound so casual right now, you piece of shit? Let me tell you something.
Tell him.
Don't you dare come back to my house. You understand? You figure out another place to stay tonight.
Please.
No. From now on, it's between my lawyer and your lawyer. Do you understand me? Do you understand?
Look, I explain everything. I don't know what to say right now. You kind of got me on the spot.
Yes or no. From now on, the convo is between my lawyer and your lawyer.
Mm.
Done.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. Let me ask you a couple questions here, Jordan, before we hang up on you. Obviously, you have a 6-month-old. You're jeopardizing your whole family.
Yeah.
Obviously, she knows you're in a relationship because she's watching your baby.
Yeah, she knows, obviously.
You understand why she's upset, though, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we have free counseling services, guys, if you want to take them.
Yeah.
I don't need no counselor.
Okay.
If you could set me up with a counselor.
You want the counseling, Jordan.
Oh, okay.
And Millie, you'll pass on it?
No, you can help me pay for a lawyer. That's what you can f***ing do. I don't need no counseling. I don't need a counselor to explain to me why I can't be faithful to my family, because this is not the problem I'm having, okay?
Well, I'm not paying for a lawyer.
I don't need therapy. What the f*** do I need therapy for?
Oh, maybe, I don't know, anger? But hold on right there, okay?
You're real funny.
I'm sorry. That's my bad. Hold on right there.
Joey.
I was scared of her.
A little ill-timed.
I know.
It's okay. They're going to take counseling, so
yeah,
they're valid. On their own.
It's valid why she's so mad.
Yes.
Very valid.
Yes.
Jeez,
I think she needs a little counseling, man. She has a new baby, and she's still probably dealing with postpartum.
Yeah.
I think therapy, free therapy, I thought.
Yes.
Would help her out.
Sometimes, though, you're just too quick. You didn't think about that way.
Yeah.
What the do I need therapy? Yeah. I don't know. Anger?
Jeez, just came out
Joey.
Too easily.
Well, I mean, you were parenting.
We laugh so we don't cry.
Jesus.